Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
ShopOmahaSteaks.com. Give Dad the legendary Heartland quality he deserves for Father's Day. Plus, our listeners get $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. Yes, yes, I do. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than grilling with the family. I agree. I love nothing more than hanging out with the fam, going to the pool, drinking, and having some great meats. Omaha Steaks is the best in the biz. Also love their burgers as well. Talked about those a couple weeks ago on here with the burgers. Those smash burgers, man, they're phenomenal. They're pre-packaged, pre-smashed, all that other stuff. And I know you're saying to yourself, well, what's the difference? It's just a patty or whatever. It's not. They're caramelized and seared and all that other fun stuff there. And it literally goes from freezer to bun in 5 minutes. And that's the truth. Anybody out there who's got kids, who tear through these things and then you want to make them real quickly and everything else, my wife was able to dial these in and rip through a whole package of, I think it was 16 free is what we got in the last box.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, they're phenomenal. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1917, family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. They also carry mouth-watering burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, desserts, and easy-to-prepare comfort food. This Father's Day, give Dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for guaranteed perfect gifts that deliver legendary quality. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. And you're going to get an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Head on over to that site, man. You can get lost in there, by the way. Bob, is that it up there?
Yeah.
What else do they have? I ordered burgers and steak last time.
I'm messing around with their seafood section here. They got lobster, shrimp, freaking crab.
Do they really?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I haven't ordered that. I haven't ordered that yet. All right.
King crab legs, jumbo lump crab meat if you don't feel like cracking it open.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. I was unaware of that game.
Look at these thick puppies.
Yeah. I was just a steak boy and everything else. I didn't want to say, hey, wife, cook me a lobster for dinner. Like Henry VIII or something like that. But I will now. shit, if they can just drop it off at the house, that'd be great. I didn't want to go to the fucking grocery store and get it, which is exactly what Omaha Steaks does. They just drop it off right at your doorstep. Oh, the timing was great. Live from the newsroom in Austin, Texas, here's Drinking Bros Fake News. We're official. Delco, you were on it right there. I feel like a young David Muir. I really do. A young Muir up in here. This is the fake news, but I feel like it's the closest you'll get to real news.
You days. And David Muir are basically the same age.
Yeah, 33. He's 33.
He's 48 years old.
No, we're both 33-year-old men and very tender. We know nothing about the world. Just young babes in the woods, me and Muir. Probably go to Coachella together this weekend. Is it this weekend or next? Giorgio, you're not making that. Is it? That's right. It's two weekends now.
It is.
Fuck off. Kanye's not going to be there, so I'm out, dude. I don't care.
Of course.
I don't care.
Is he not allowed, or what's the deal?
I dropped out, dude, and the weekend filled the spot. If I had bought those tickets and they were like, oh, hey, Kanye's out, but the weekend's in, I'd fucking piss shit and then come on those tickets and then send them back to whoever gave them to me.
I don't know. I mean, it's a bad trade. Has anybody seen the weekend's face lately? Has he made a public appearance?
Yeah, so it's normal. That whole thing was an act for the Super Bowl bit, and then he took off the bandages, and now he's a normal boy again.
Now I
don't get down on any of that fucking shit.
I do a lot of weird trolling that I never tell anybody about. It's just for me.
Sure.
And I guess, I mean, a lot of people do weird shit, like trying to do something, and it just doesn't. Maybe it's just a joke that didn't land, but that one seemed like, it really reminded me of Joaquin Phoenix with the fake rapper bullshit.
Yeah,
that was completely unnecessary. And then he spent like $8 million of his own money to do the production for the Super Bowl thing. Why, dude? You could have spent that money on anything else.
I don't really understand, but he's richer than I, so who am I to say? We are flagged already, by the way. Did you guys see this on YouTube?
Flagged how?
U.S. elections, robust safeguards help ensure the integrity of election results. I've said nothing about the election.
It's just AI.
Yeah,
it's
low approval rating.
Biden's low approval rating.
What form of election is that, though? You know, now if I said 81 million people didn't vote for Biden.
Now Ross, look, like,
probably
you,
true.
You just can't say anything remotely close to negative.
Too negative about who, Giorgio? Say it.
Our President Joseph Biden.
Okay, and he belongs to what party?
The National Media Party.
Democratic Party. Which is why our top story is so fucking important. Elon Musk.
Joe Biden is a senile old cunt.
He's an old man. He's an old man. And he lives in a basement. And that's fine. That's what old men do. They live in basements.
I think trolls as well, though. Not like the kind
the movies?
Of the, not the kind of the internet, but the like an actual
Oh, troll. Like an actual physical troll. And that's fine.
Yeah.
He's 79 years old. Like, if he wasn't president, yeah, dude, fucking be in the basement. Who gives a shit? Who cares? But exactly what has happened to us on YouTube right now is exactly why we're amped about the top story. Elon Musk made a bid to buy all of Twitter, all of it, the entire thing. 10% wasn't good enough for Elon. He was like, let me go ahead and pick up that other 90 on that tab. This morning, I woke up to that news at 6 a.m. that Elon Musk had put a bid in for $43 billion to buy all of Twitter. Currently, right now, they are having what is it? An open hands meeting? All hands meeting?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes
I've never heard of this, by the
sometime
way. Is this like all hands on deck?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometime this afternoon, Twitter was to have an all employee meeting to discuss this. I don't know what's come of that meeting.
It leaked, so it's actually going on right now. Carlos Quintana from CNBC, big financial network with Jim Cramer and all those guys. He leaked it, and he said that it was going to start at 10 a.m. Pacific, which would be 1 o'clock Eastern time. So one would imagine they're probably still in that meeting. Mm. That's probably not just a 20-minute. flyby where you're having Taco Tuesdays, you load up the plate, and then you leave. One would think you're going to have a lot to chat about in a meeting like that.
Yeah.
Boy, this one is really fucking interesting because if they say no to all of this money, then they look like a shitty company who is not interested in making money, which is what companies do.
Right.
If they say no to this money, Elon can pull his shares altogether, sell them out, and then it'll turn into a death spiral for Twitter as a stock that would probably take 2 to 3 years to climb out of, I would imagine. Because their monetization over the years has not been great. Neither has their, as far as bringing new users onto the platform, that has not been great either. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's a blast. It is a fucking blast, dude. I've enjoyed this all day long. I've enjoyed this ever since he bought the 10% of the goddamn stock. Now this just keeps getting better. So what he said in this letter to the board and all the shareholders was he thinks they should take Twitter private. He could unlock its full potential, bring back freedom of speech. And obviously you can't scream fire in a fucking movie theater. But everything else is on the table as long as people are having conversations.
Well, that's not really accurate, right? I mean, Elon Musk doesn't believe that, and you can tell based on how he behaves, but we'll get to that in a minute. I just want to talk about the mechanics of this deal for a moment.
Sure.
So he has made a credible offer to the board of the company to buy out its entire stock for about 18% over what the market value presently is.
Currently, yes.
Yeah. So if they were to reject that, his statement is that he's going to dump his stock. And there's estimates that the stock will drop by 30 to 60% if he does that. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about a 45 to 65% swing in stock value on the negative side if they don't accept this deal. Now, you can weigh that versus that. That's fiduciary responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that 9.2% of that vote belongs to him still.
Mm, yeah.
Like, he's going to be voting on whether or not he can buy the company. That's part of it. the fiduciary responsibility for the board of a publicly traded company is to maximize profitability for their shareholders. Now, they are going to have to do one of two things. Find some argument that suggests that him buying the company would lead to a downtick in the overall company for anybody that didn't want to sell. Or like, I don't have to sell my shares to you necessarily, right? Stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Or they have to show, or they have to go find a friend that has that kind of money to buy this instead of him. Which, good fucking luck.
Good luck.
Because he's the richest dude on earth.
Unless unless Bezos came in or Zuckerberg,
neither one of those dudes can afford. Well, Bezos, not Zuckerberg.
Like, maybe
no, Zuckerberg doesn't have $43 billion in cash.
Yeah, Bob, look at how much is Zuckerberg worth, Bob?
I mean, it's not about what he's worth; it's about how much fucking actual cash dollar bills he can
right,
generate.
Right,
and he can't get anywhere near that.
Okay,
he's $79 billion.
Yeah,
so that would take up three-fourths of his. No, that's not going to happen.
That is down right now.
Yeah, Bezos maybe. Mm-hmm. Right, but probably isn't interested in getting involved in this. He already owns the Washington Post. You know what I mean? I just don't think he would.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to like fucking, the Russian oligarchs aren't this rich. There's a couple of people in China that could do something, maybe.
But the board wouldn't approve that either.
No. No. And the U.S. government wouldn't approve it.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of options for these people right now.
So what do you say in this meeting then? Here's what we have on the table. We're fucked. I mean, sincerely.
We're going to try everything we can to stop this from happening. That's what they're saying right now. But I'm not sure if this is even a legit threat from Elon Musk, to be honest. Like, how much per share did he offer?
$53.
Nope. Anybody?
I thought it was 54 40. And change.
54.20.
Yeah. Okay.
Take the five off.
420. Yeah, that's nice. That'd be nice.
He did that on purpose.
Probably.
So I can't tell. I mean, he already spent, you know, $3 billion, so he's definitely not completely trolling. But part of this is definitely a troll to the SEC. Because if you remember, he offered to take, he got in trouble for saying he was going to take Tesla private at like 69,420 or something like that back in the day.
Mark Cuban actually agrees with you. Here's his tweet from today.
What did he say?
My conclusion, Elon Musk is fucking with the SEC. His filing with the SEC allows him to say he wants to take a company private for $54.20 versus his am considering taking Tesla private at $4.20 funding secured. Price go up, his shares get sold, profit up, SEC, like what the fuck just happened?
Maybe. And if so, it's still genius. And I love the whole process of all of it.
Yeah.
And because you have to have enough money to actually pull shit like this off. Mm-hmm. And I talked about this a little bit earlier, but when's the last time somebody this rich actually did cool shit like this? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we all hope for.
Yeah. I mean, it's for better or worse. I think it's good that he's being disruptive in a market where, all of the power has been leveraged against a single group of people, which is to say conservatives and politics, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a good part. But this idea that he's going to be the savior of Twitter, I wouldn't count on it. Like, he's a free speech absolutist as long as you're not talking shit about him, right?
He's
fired people for criticizing him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his place of business. What the fuck is he going to do when he takes over Twitter? He's fired people for trying to unionize, which is technically illegal. He's fired people for reporting like racist shit that happened at Tesla and at SpaceX.
Yeah.
Like, he's very far removed from this free speech absolutist he says he is.
Well, he's not racist. He's the first African American to make a play for a major social media network.
Yeah. He's also been really friendly with China, which should give you pause, right? If you're jumping on the I love Elon bandwagon, you should probably take a moment to consider how cozy he is with China. Now, I'm willing to have a conversation about that because I think a big part of it is that he makes electric cars and he makes fucking rockets and he can't get microprocessors unless he goes to China. Right. I understand that. That's fine. I mean, it sucks, but why not, instead of trying to buy Twitter for $43 billion, why not build some microprocessor plants in middle America, right, where there used to be coal miners and fucking steel workers, and now that's gone. Why not do that and make the country better while also facilitating?
They're being built in Israel right now.
Israel?
Well, there's one being built in Columbus, Ohio right now too. Or it's going to be built soon. It's going to take 3 to 5 years though. With $43 billion, you can get it done quite a bit sooner.
Yeah, you can do it quicker.
So, you know, I don't know. He's certainly a libertarian, economically speaking, but he's, you know, got a massive ego. Just like any other powerful person, they all have egos. It's important to figure out a way. Like, the best leaders are ones who tie their egos to the public good in some way, right? Like Augustus Caesar, making sure that food deliveries were good and that crime was low in first century Rome. The second triumvirate did a really good job of that. The Pax Romana, the longest period of peace in Roman history. FDR, right? Even though a lot of the stuff he did got bastardized in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The social welfare reform that he put in place for people who were struggling, right? Now it's available to just any lazy asshole. But then it was like we were going through a depression and it was different. So a lot of that stuff, these people have massive egos. And when you tie it to something that's for the public good, that's good. But it seems to me like he is very concerned about being liked. And that's not a great thing, right?
Like me personally, because in his statement here, he says, you know, now that Twitter has become the de facto town square, mm-hmm. and he wants free speech, I think it's important. Somebody's got to fuck up one of these social media apps. Mm-hmm. And I actually think what he is doing is important. And I personally fucking love it. That's just me as a person, because I've been deleted from Facebook. I've lost fucking 400,000 followers on Twitter since the 2016 election, all that shit. And like, I'm sick of all this shit. And I hope he fucking blows it up or just drives it straight into the ground.
I mean, I think it would be really funny if he bought Twitter and just shut it down.
Shut it down, yeah.
That would be something. Or if he bought Twitter and then deleted his own account, right? Like, that would be interesting. But if honestly, how is this different than Jeff Bezos buying the Washington Post in 2013?
It's not. It really isn't. And if it's going to be done though, at least I want somebody from my side on it.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's not on your side. He's on his side. Be real about that. Just make sure you understand that that's how it works. But, he's definitely not on the side of the establishment. So at least there's some kind of fucking conflict that's going on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
and if he's going to allow freedom of speech and not censor shit and everything, I mean, dude,
well, he didn't,
we were on YouTube less than 10 seconds today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got flagged.
Yeah. I mean, he says that he's a free speech absolutist, but again, anytime anybody's fucking talk shit about him, he's gone after him.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that. like Elon Musk is going to become more and more powerful. And then the public town square, as he refers to it, is now going to be leveraged against anybody that doesn't like him. That's how that's going to happen, right? Eventually, which is, I mean, it's not any worse than what's happening now. So I don't really care.
Yeah, me neither, dude.
Like I'm ambivalent about all of this, to be honest, but it's, I just want everybody to go into this with their eyes wide open. This is not fucking a hero moment. This is just something new to enjoy.
Not to me. He's a fucking hero, dude. Elon, if you're watching right now, and I'm sure you are, you're a fucking hero, and I love you. If we could play that Julio Iglesias song, I would. Or is it Enrique? Was it the son who did that?
Yeah, Julio Iglesias is to all the girls I've loved before.
Yeah, that's right. Is the son, Enrique. If I could blast that right now and YouTube not rip this video, I would do it. Because you're my fucking hero, dude. I love it. I'm all in on Musk.
Yeah, Jeep and Justin says make the rockets more pointy. I would rather him buy Bezos' fucking space company and turn like make the rockets not look like dicks. Can we do that? Because what happens if Bezos gets to the moon first and then some alien civilization cruises by and they're like, oh, these dudes, what are they, fucking retarded? They made all their fucking spaceships look like wieners. I don't know if I want that to be the first image of us that people see.
I do. I want it to. I'm fine with the cock rocket. I'm all good with Bezos' cock rocket. But if that motherfucker's going to own the Washington Post, yeah, let Elon own Twitter. Let's go. Mm. We need something to even this out, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, but that kind of goes against this very basic principle that I like, this who shook the jar kind of situation, right? Yeah. Like now it's going to be billionaires leveraging media corporations and social media corporations to shape the minds of people so they can become more powerful and more rich. Not really comfortable with that.
But it's going to happen anyways.
Yeah, that's why you should learn how to get your own food and water. And buy some fucking guns and ammo.
Yeah.
Get ready for the fucking Thunderdome.
Well, if Elon takes over, dude, I don't think we're going to have to do anything. I think we're all fine. Let him run for fucking president, dude. Let's have an African-American president again.
He wasn't born here, so he can't run for president.
I can't? God damn it, dude. That would have been the second African-American president we had.
No. Well, nice. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Hamilton could have been the first. He was born in Africa as well.
Was he?
Alexander Hamilton, yeah.
Shit, I missed that play. Was it a thing?
I don't know if they... I haven't seen it either. I wouldn't.
They play up his Caribbean heritage, which I think is why Lin-Manuel Miranda was attracted to him in the first place.
Yeah.
Probably.
But he was born... Was it...
Sexually or spiritually?
Yeah, sure. They wanted to fuck.
Yeah, all right. It makes sense. We don't want to fuck a president, right?
He was born
Mine's
in...
Abe Lincoln.
The Leeward Islands. No, he didn't hold any elected office.
Fuck did he do then? Why did he deserve a play if he wasn't president?
He was the Secretary of the Treasury.
And he
wrote the Federalist Papers. That was pretty important, but he never got elected.
Our Secretary of Treasury in the fraternity was a fucking dick. They all are. Every Secretary of Treasury is a fucking dick.
He got shot and died.
Like good. He deserved to. I knocked out ours.
The treasurer has to be an asshole in the fraternity because none of you motherfuckers, I wasn't the treasurer, but all the dumb motherfuckers never pay their dues.
Yeah.
You need the social fee money.
Yeah, but now you can just fucking set that shit up on auto-draft.
Exactly, dude. You know
what I mean? Right.
Exactly.
He's from an island down near south of Puerto Rico. It's not Africa.
PR,
but still,
huh?
Like he was the first person of color to hold office in the United States.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, good for him. And
it was like he was like in the first group of people too. So
I think plays are for presidents. You know?
I mean, I wouldn't go to one.
Secretary of Treasury, huh? No shit. And a whole fucking rap battle ensued with the Secretary of Treasury. Fucking A, dude. I tried to watch like 15 minutes on the Disney Channel.
Dak Henson says Neuralink seems sketchy. Yeah, that's another thing. So everybody likes to talk Everybody likes to talk about how Bill Gates is buying up farmland. What about the dude trying to put a fucking computer chip in your brain?
Let's do it.
Does that sound like somebody you should trust?
Ah, let's do it. What's the worst that can happen?
If we're on that topic, though, so currently you're not able to get an NFC chip put into your hand to use for payment methods. And it's through a few countries in the UK, and there's been 25 people to do it already.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you put a foreign
swipe your hand?
Why would you put a foreign object in your body to save yourself the 1.3 seconds it takes to reach into your fucking wallet and pull a card out.
I'm in.
By the way, if there's 1 billionaire, everyone's like, Bill Gates is trying to fucking chip us or whatever. All those same people, or a lot of those same people, would let Daddy Elon put whatever the fuck he wanted inside of them.
They'd be like, he's cool, man. Fucking
hack my body. Yeah, it's way better.
He parties, dude.
It's the same
but thing. This he has threesomes. He has babies with fucking singers.
But this is the age-old fucking...
Does drugs.
We're in fucking first century Rome again, and you're choosing between the dude who likes to drink wine and fucking bang whores and the guy that wants to steal all your shit.
Yep.
That's not a good choice.
That doesn't matter. If you're going back to the first century, right? Nothing has changed.
The better choice.
So why do we think it's going to change in the future? It's not.
Yeah.
None of it's going to change.
No, it's never going to change.
So let's get behind the guy who fucking parties. I want a guy who's dropping ecstasy on the weekends, having threesomes, locking rappers inside of a mansion. Georgia, do you remember Azalea Banks? She claimed that he was on acid and they were having a threesome.
Yeah.
And then she got locked inside the mansion for 3 days.
Didn't she try to eat a dead cat, though, too?
Probably. But that's what happens when you're going on sexual adventures.
I wouldn't. You don't want to eat necrotic flesh. It's not good for you.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like last year.
Yeah, you want to have the
she
cat.
She ate that cat last year.
You want to have the cat skinned and cooked like within a certain amount of time after it's dead.
How did Manny Pacquiao's dad, when he killed their family dog and cooked it up, did he take the fur off?
Or? It was a wood chipper, I think.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to just get put that ground meat.
You put a garbage bag over the other side.
Yeah, she dug it up and then made it into some sort of soup.
Really?
Live on Instagram.
Oh, a fucking cat soup?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Maybe I should go back and listen to more Azalea Banks.
Dug up that skull.
She's about that life, dude.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do any of that.
No?
No.
Nah.
Drink some fucking blood out of a monkey skull? Let's do it, dude. Let's go all in. That's a nice conversation starter for a dinner party. What is that you're drinking out of? Oh, that's a cat skull. Yeah.
Okay, maybe she didn't want to eat it so much as to try to bring it back to life.
That's fine. Either way, I'm good with all of it. If she fucking wore the goddamn skin and ran around the house, I think that would be a fun time.
Yeah, Greg LaMontagne. Somebody made feet tacos. Do you see that?
What?
Some dude got his foot cut off and then used it to make tacos for his buddies or something.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, bro. It was the foot was going to get amputated anyway, so he made tacos out of his foot.
Can you pull up that guy as Drinking Bro of the Week?
Did they know? Did the people eating the foot know that it was?
If you do that to your friends and like, ha, I made you eat
my foot.
Me.
Yeah. Is it weird that I'd eat your dick before your foot?
Yeah.
I just think it's cleaner. Like you're always on like dirty fucking UFC mats and
his,
shit.
Here's the foot taco.
You think
meat.
You think his dick is cleaner than his foot? I mean, ooh, man.
Oh god.
So
damn
his
it.
Foot was like fucking shattered in some accident, and they're like, sorry. And then this is the meat. This is his foot meat.
So does it say whether or not the people eating the foot knew?
They knew.
Oh, they knew, and they still went through with it.
So this is like those German dudes that cut each other's dicks off and then ate them together.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between German dudes eating each other's dicks and like. Let's cook my placenta for fun and everyone can have it.
I mean, it's not far away from the placenta thing.
Man. Yeah.
If I didn't know that was someone's foot, I would probably eat it. Like, it looks okay.
Ooh, is
like,
it worse than the placenta thing?
Like Ray Liotta and Hannibal. Remember he cooked a little bit of his brain and fed it back to him?
Yeah.
That was dope. Yeah. I would do that.
I could do. A foot, though, is rough.
Yeah, but you don't want to eat brain because that's how mad cow disease came about.
Is it really?
Yeah, they were feeding cow brains, like rounding out their diet with cow meat, but they would just throw the whole dead cow into a fucking grinder, right? Including the brain.
Okay.
Yeah, not good.
All right.
Mad cow. You don't want to get mad human disease.
Yeah, you learn something every day. Can you get something from eating some guy's foot?
Can you get sick from eating human flesh?
Well, that tribe's been doing it for years.
Now I'm on fucking
cannibals.
A bunch of watch lists.
Yeah,
let's see.
You're already flagged today. Who cares?
Cannibalism, a health warning. That's the website I'm on right now. Let's see. I need more succinct information of this. Health implications of eating colleagues. That's the headline.
That's a nice way to put it, though. It's not a friend. It's a colleague. That sounds classier, more elegant.
Transumption, the ritual of eating dead relatives, is big in New Guinea, apparently. Papua New Guinea?
No, Papa. Papa New Guinea.
Fatal transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, TSE, rare degenerative brain orders that can be passed through eating. That's how mad cow happened.
Okay.
Theirs was bovine, BSE, and ours is transmissible with TSE.
Okay.
So yeah, you can get that. There's other weird protein diseases, and there's probably some blood disease you get as well.
God damn.
But I mean, you know, everything's a risk.
Yeah, it is.
You go to Taco Bell, that's a risk.
We've all had people we've put our wieners inside of that it was a risk. Mm-hmm. We were like, well, I don't know, this is going to shake out. You know, might want to get tested the next day. Speaking of risk, we took a huge one by electing Joe Biden as president, and now Biden's approval ratings are at a record low. According to a recent poll by the Quinnipiac Shakur University, Joe Biden's approval rating among American adults has dropped to 33%. It's not only me and David Muir's age, but it's also Larry Bird's number, and that's a fun thing. This marks the second time Biden has been rated this low in this particular survey, with the first time occurring in January. When broken down by political affiliation, the numbers changed drastically, with 76% of Democrats approving of Biden, but only 3% of Republicans supporting the current administration. 76% really think that guy's doing a good job.
Yeah, that's some...
That's fucked up.
That's some pretty Olympic-level cognitive dissonance right there.
It's crazy. Because, like, you take Bush, when Bush was in office, right? I'm a Republican. I didn't think Bush was doing a good job. Mm. If I was interviewed for this, I would have said no. And I'm not fucking stoked at what's going on right now. I don't know how you could sit there and be like, yeah, man, this is... Oh, that gas, my gas is $118. Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a better measure might be something like these polls are weird, but a better measure might be voter registration, where particularly in almost every category, voter registration for Republicans nationwide has gone up while voter registration for Democrats has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better measure than these one-off polls, because you can kind of make a poll say anything.
Also, the Rasmussen poll from a little bit sooner than this one was, when that's a conservative poll, has him 7 points higher than the Quinnipiac poll does.
Yeah, he's at 40.6, I think, in that one.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Real Clear and Rasmussen, yeah.
You know what else I find weird, and this is, I'm being totally fucking sincere when I say this. I have not had one person come up to me who has voted for Biden, like just in public, right? Not even knowing what I do for a living or anything else. Just like a parent or somebody else say, oh man, I voted for Biden, or man, Biden's doing such a great job. I'm super amped about what's going on in society. Not one. I mean, I haven't had one fucking, not one person say that.
You can look at the misery index, right? So the misery index is the rate of inflation plus the unemployment rate. And even with the doctoring they've done to how CPI is calculated now, so the rate of inflation, it's at 8.5%, and the real number is like 11.5, right? But let's just stay with the 8.5%. The unemployment rate right now, I believe, is 3.5. Again, according to this doctored rate, where they remove anybody that's not actively looking for work, who's just given up on life, out of the numbers, and that's still 3.5%. So that's 11% misery rate. Anytime it's over 9, you're in trouble as an incumbent, like big trouble. Nobody's ever won re-election with a misery rate over 9.
I don't even know if he's going to run, but like,
no, he's not. He's done.
Yeah. But like even Democrats that I chat with, the first person they want to talk about is Obama. They still want to talk about Obama.
Well, that's because he's still president, clearly, from his White House visit, right?
Boy, that was, do we ever play that video on the show when he went to the White House the other day? And him and Kamala just completely fucking ignored him. And Joe Biden just kept tapping him on the shoulder.
Yeah, he's like grabbing his shoulder like,
hey,
Barack, hey. Yeah. Barack. It's like a little kid, like your five-year-old is tugging on your shirt sleeve saying, mommy,
yeah,
mommy. And you're like, shut up. I should have aborted you. that's what he was saying to Joe Biden.
And it was funny because Obama just slipped right back into being president so easily there, talking to people like he was running, like he was on the campaign trail again. It was almost like, man, I miss this, you know? But yeah, him, on the Republican side, Trump, everybody loves Trump. You'll hear that everywhere. Democrats only want to talk about Obama. And, it's strange. Not one fucking person that I've encountered will talk about Biden, either that they voted for him or that they love the job he's doing. It's the strangest thing.
What's even stranger about this poll is that 68% of those polled said they believe the U.S. was morally obligated to do more to support Ukraine and prevent Russian troops from killing civilians. I don't give a fuck about Ukraine.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know why anybody in this country would. Like, yeah, it sucks what's going on over there, but are we the ones that are duty-bound to go do something about that? What about Europe?
What was the number on that?
That's right there.
Yeah, what was the number on that?
68%.
I would like to ask those 68% if they would be willing to go and fight for Ukraine.
Yeah. I mean, well, look,
that would have been a better question.
We just sent another $800 million over yesterday.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Why?
So We're
headed towards like a colossal recession. And
it's just yeah.
But let's write another check for $800 million. Put some yellow and blue on our fucking Twitter feed.
By the way, since the sanctions began against Russia and the ruble, the ruble is now up and the dollar is down. So
great.
Good job, Joe.
Yeah.
We did it.
We're doing it every day here.
You know, I mean, that's a pretty good index, right? Because that tells you a lot of things. It tells you how well you're managing the economy, generally speaking. And it also shows you how much confidence the world has in what you're doing. And the sanctions and the military support and the way you're handling your own country and blah, blah, blah. And the world market has said, we believe more in Russia than we believe in the United States.
Yeah.
That's just how it works, bud. So,
and then 81 million people voted for a guy that not one person publicly will talk about. Man, I voted for him and I love this guy.
Oh, no, there's, I mean, well, on Twitter, the blue checkmark brigade, but like regular people,
not once.
I would love to go to a town hall full of people that voted for Biden, and I would love to hear how they think that he's been successful so far.
Just one thing.
Just out of curiosity, I would like to hear what their thoughts are on that.
Yeah. We'd like to hear what your thoughts are on ghostbed.com/drinking bros. They left that deal up still, the two free pillows with a mattress, so fuck them. I don't know who the IT guy is. I'm not sure if he's dead or if he's on some weird hibernation. This happened last year.
I think he was in...
they just left up a deal forever, and it was just like...
He was in Ukraine.
Was he?
Ugh. Didn't make it.
Well, take advantage of it. If he's stuck in Ukraine, his loss is your gain. Go to ghostbed.com/stringandbros today. Get the mattress and two free pillows. The pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. They also got the 40% off bundle package. That's the adjustable base and the mattress. You can sandwich that together for 40% off, or... you can type in the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout and just fill up the cart full of everything you want and get 30% off. That's the sheets, that's the pillows, just the mattress if you want, or just the adjustable base. The weighted blanket, whatever you want to do, go there. And then at the bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest, if you have decent credits. Again, check that off, and congratulations. You walk out of there with a new mattress set for about $20-25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Today, next up, speaking of the Ukraine, Russia's attack on the Ukraine, it's looking like a shit show now, D'Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, well, it looks like a shit show. That's the key.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
But is it really is the question.
I keep saying this. If you're going in to do a raid on a compound or something like that, or... Whatever it is, you either surround the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you push into what would be enemy territory enough to disrupt two things, supply lines and their ability to launch a quick reaction force, a QRF, and do something. Russia wants Donetsk and Luhansk because of their natural gas. And it's fucking a brutal move, right? Certainly, I don't agree with them doing it, but the strategy makes sense to me. And that they went to Kiev and Lviv, the two largest, most powerful cities in Ukraine.
They didn't go to Lviv.
Well, they were on that convoy south from Belarus.
South, yeah.
And there was the threat of going to Lviv. But yeah, you're right. They never actually went there. But cutting those two things off from being able to come over and respond to what they're doing in the east, and then deciding to turn their, once they feel like that part's weakened, turn their forces back in and collapse on their actual target. That's a pretty standard military strategy to me.
So
it looks like chaos to the uninitiated, but it's not.
So, you know, going to Drudge Report here, because Drudge is essentially just a curator for the top articles.
Aggregator, yeah.
Yeah. Around the fucking internet. Well, he curates them too. Like, he doesn't just let anything.
No. They make their own. Yeah.
He doesn't just let anything come on there.
They also rewrite their own headlines for stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to read these. Blast. This is the first one. Blast badly damages flagship of Russian Black Sea Fleet. Crew evacuated. Hit by missiles traveling 650 miles an hour. Polish Baltic presidents visit Ukraine in show of support. This last one, Vlad losing control of his own spiraling minions. All of these articles make it seem like Russia is losing this war. Everywhere you turn on Twitter or Washington Post, New York Times, it seems like Russia's losing this war. And they're not, is what you're saying, right?
No.
Okay.
Are they?
So then why all the fodder for this bullshit?
Well, I mean, you want to shape the propaganda is important during times of war, right? Ukrainian people who are still fighting this need to have hope. And the Russians who are fighting it need to not have hope. So that's important from a propaganda standpoint. But it's also important in the same way that when a presidential election happens, if early returns on the East Coast show like huge turnout for one party or the other, it tends to not energize the base, right? So if you're if Republicans dominated the entire East Coast, people on the West Coast, lefties on the West Coast, would show up in lesser numbers typically because people want to be part of a winner, right? And it's also been shown to affect the way people vote as well. Like if you're a middle ground voter and you're like, it's close, but I'm going to vote for this guy,
right?
And your guy that you were going to vote for is getting hammered, you vote for the other guy, right? Typically, so it's an important part of propaganda to portray one side as winning, your side is winning, and the other side is losing. That's nothing new.
But can the people of Ukraine read all this shit? Like, are they getting any of this info? Like,
sure, they have the internet there.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Like, have they still not knocked out all the communications? I know Elon Musk, ironically, was supposed to launch free internet or Starlink for them.
Yeah, I believe they did already.
It did? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because I'm just wondering, like, who this helps? Because it's not us.
I mean, it helps us for Russia to be weaker. Certainly. So the more energy, time and energy and resources, including a lot of their top level generals have been killed, the more they have to spend on this, the better for us, because then they have to spend the next 15 years regrouping before they can do any other bullshit, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, that in a way, that's good. Yeah, that's the campaign we should be running, not sending billions of dollars worth of aid and weapons to a fascist, which is what Zelensky is. He's a fascist, right?
Right.
So,
but it seems like every time in history we've sent weapons to somebody, it never turned out well.
No.
I can't name one time, can you?
No.
Not once. In the history of us and war.
No one like this, right? I mean, it would be different if it was a non-hybrid country, like an actual republic or democracy.
Yeah, South Korea was okay.
Yeah, South Korea worked out pretty well. Like, they were intent on a representative government.
But right.
Zelensky's not. Like, he's a fascist, straight up fascist, shutting down opposition news. Like, he's basically just Justin Trudeau, but in Ukraine.
Yeah, but like whiter.
No. Yeah. I mean, it depends on the day. Justin Trudeau.
If Castro's the daddy, that's a little Latino
Trudeau,
in that blood.
Trudeau likes to go blackface, so.
That's true.
But yeah. Wait, is he allowed to now that Castro, if Castro's his dad?
I don't think he's admitted that publicly.
Okay.
But we can do a DNA test.
I would love to. Maury just got canceled. I'd love to bring Maury back for this. You are the father. But I guess Fidel's dead, right?
Well, then he's allowed to do brownface.
Yeah, that's true. That would clean up that scandal pretty quickly.
All you need to do is get some of Trudeau's like hair, really, right?
Nice lock of hair. That'd be great.
Yeah, so Anton Barbashin, we've mentioned on this, he's a Russian political analyst. He's kind of been talking recently about how Putin's keeping the overall goal really close to the vest.
Yeah.
Like the Chechens didn't know about these latest moves they were going to make. That may be a mistake. It may be good policy. I don't know. But Putin is not a military leader. He's an intelligence officer, right? There's a big difference between those two things. So you're probably going to see some fucking dumb strategy from time to time. But overall, he's just fighting this as if it were fucking World War II or Korea or some shit. So there's a lot of fucking weird shit going on over there.
Well, you know this too, like with Americans in particular, the longer this drags on, the less they will care. And you know it because you lived it.
Yeah.
And these stories will start to end because they won't get clicks anymore.
Yeah.
No one's going to fucking care on day 114. You know, they're going to be like, all right, sweet. Is there anything new? Did he get his head chopped off?
Yeah.
No? Then I'm moving on.
I have a question for Dan. With Sweden and Finland both accelerating talks to join NATO, specifically like in the early parts of June, would that cause Russia to then like move north?
No, they don't have the capability. Sweden and Finland have, Sweden especially has a really good army. I mean, they don't fuck around. Well, it's the Marines, but they don't fuck around up there.
The Soviet Union didn't go so well for them the last time they invaded Finland.
Finland, yeah, as well. Finland sniped and cross-country skied Russia to death. I'm not even kidding. So there was a unit of Finnish soldiers who were trained, and so a bunch of Americans went over to train with them, too, before they invaded Northern Europe to go into the Alps and shit, to cross-country ski with machine guns and shit. So, yeah, I mean, that's rough terrain up there.
Yeah.
And Finland knows it quite a bit better than Russia does. So they'd be fucked going there anyways, and then you got to go through there to get to the other one. So.
And by the way, that's the Soviet Union who likes to steal, not steal valor, because they did help beat the Nazis, but they like to be like, we were the good guys. We're the ones who really beat the Nazis. They helped invade Poland with the Nazis.
Yeah.
And then
they also killed 28 million Jews after the fucking war. So
right. And then they invaded Finland, which was its own sovereign situation. Yeah. Like, they just wanted to take that back. Fuck Russia.
Yeah, Russia is like, it's just a weird place, man. They operate like an empire still, and we don't do that. Human beings don't do that anymore.
Right.
Like, they think that it's something to do to go out and try to capture territory and shit, but we don't do that anymore.
I know. I really think, like, you've said this to me, and I've heard other veterans say this, that, like, going to Afghanistan and Iraq, they're just, like, 400 years behind, like, the people. Like, it's, like, almost, it's as close as you can get to going in a time machine, essentially.
It's like walking BTS at the Grammys.
Yeah, it's like, walking into those societies is about as close as you can ever get to going back in time. And this is another situation where it's, like, yeah, they're operating like it's 1820, not 2020.
Yeah, I mean, they're fighting this, like, it's an early 20th century battle. And it's, you can't do that anymore, because it used to be like, if this was World War II, we wouldn't have the equipment to be able to get the stuff that Ukraine needs there without Russia being able to try to interdict some way. Right. So that's how we got into World War II in the first place. We were sending arms and food and money and shit on ships over to England, and German U-boats were just blowing them up. Right.
Right.
And then we fucking start talking shit and blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much how we got, like, before Pearl Harbor ever happened, we lost thousands of people on those boats and stuff like that. Now you can fucking airlift artillery and anti-aircraft guns immediately.
Yeah.
Like, you just drop them places and fucking set up. So it's a different world now. Russia's in the past. So from that perspective, they are bound to not do as well as they could have done if they had a more modern force. But they still have quite a bit more power than Ukraine does, and their strategy is pretty clear, it seems to me, at this point. Like, early on, I speculated that they might want to pull a regime change, and that I don't think is the case. Maybe they wanted to, but they gave up on that pretty quickly and just focused on those two centers on the east that they want. And now they're collapsing back on that territory to completely take it over, which seems like, you know, kind of proof that that's what they're doing here. So we'll see. I don't know. It does seem like a shit show, though. Like, for real, regardless of whether they're accomplishing their goal of taking over those portions of the East or not, they could have done this a lot more efficiently, put a lot more pressure on the capital. And had this should have been like a fucking 45 day operation, and not going past 60 now.
Right.
Honestly.
And then, Giorgio, to cap off what you said about Sweden, PR-wise, if you killed a bunch of hot Swedish chicks, if you see a blonde girl with huge tits lying on the side of the road in a pool of blood, dude, that's going to really fucking rile up the world.
Just at that point, it then, like, completes the circulation of NATO countries there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to
start labeling these countries in terms of hotness, right?
I mean, Ukraine's got some.
I was going to say, baddies. Ukraine is up there, and that's why people care. So, like, otherwise, if this was some fucking shithole country like Somalia right now, no one would give a baker's fuck. But there's hot girls in Ukraine.
Well, you don't have to speculate about that, because the U.S. and Saudi Arabia bomb Yemen every single day.
Every day.
And nobody gives two fucks about
it. Right, because they're not hot enough.
No, it's because they're brown, actually.
Well, they're not hot enough either.
It's because they're brown.
Just, there's countries that are hotter than other countries. We need to come to terms with that.
I don't know if I've ever seen an adult Yemeni woman in, like, Western clothes where you could tell if she was hot or not.
Yeah, because they're all wrapped up. You know, if you unwrap those ladies, then, yeah, we'll be able to judge properly. Until then, Giorgio, we're just not going to care.
The only Yemeni that I'm really familiar with is Anwar al-Awlaki. He was a terrorist.
What did he look like?
He looked kind of like a bin Laden, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
None of these people are good looking.
Yemenite?
It's hard to care about them. None of these people are good looking.
Well, yeah, that's why like we might care about like Dubai or something, or like not Lebanon. What's the Jordan?
Jordan, yeah.
Jordan's dope because it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Still, we care about Jordan, but like Marilyn Monroe wasn't that great of an actress, but we cared for years and years and years because she was hot.
Yeah. Anwar al-Awlaki kind of looks, pull up a picture of him. He looks like,
oh, there he is.
He looks like Bin Laden, like the wish.com version of Bin Laden.
Yeah. For those about to lock.
His eyes are too close together. You know, his beard's not as cool.
It's all kind of inbred, like it's kind of like West Virginia.
Well, he was born in Arizona. He was born in Phoenix, though.
Was he really? Yeah. And Phoenix is weird, though, man.
Yeah, he's the first American that we ever assassinated, like legally.
People put their dicks in cactuses.
Although the first
cacti,
the first bomb we dropped on him just killed his kid and a bunch of his family members.
Mm.
Oops.
Mm. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
That happens.
What are you gonna do?
That happens. You can drink some Liquid IV and hydrate yourself. Okay, if you're in for a long day of bombing. Liquid IV is the way to go. I've got it now. I drink this every day. You've got it too. Mm. Every day.
I'm drinking Concord grape right now.
It's dude, I've got the watermelon in mine. Huge, huge fan. All their new flavors, the pear watermelon's my favorite. That caramel apple's really fucking good.
Mm.
They've got a grape. Tons of new shit at liquidiv.com. And that's obviously promo code Drinking Bros on that for 25% off. But if you start the day off with one of these, about 16 ounces of water, throw a little pack in here, hydrate you two times faster and more efficient. And it tastes amazing. I can't not have a stick of this every day. The pina coladas bomb too. I just got that.
I drink two of them a day, typically.
I start off the morning with one. I usually end the night with one.
I drink a gallon of water a day. This is half a gallon. Yeah. So I put a stick in each one.
Yeah. I usually go with these Wide Mouth Coors. They're not a sponsor, but they should be. But yeah, it's the fucking jam. They got B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, three times the electrolytes of any traditional sports drink. And it's got none of the other bullshit that, if you care, gluten, dairy, soy, none of it. Grab Liquid IV in bulk at Costco if you want. You can grab that nationwide at Costco if you want. But you get no promo code there. Therefore, I suggest going to liquidiv.com where you get 25% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. And they'll ship it to your house. So you don't have to go anywhere. See your fucking Jam Jams all day. And watch the war happen on TV. It's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for 25% off. Next up, China continues to crack down on COVID despite mental health effects. Man, is it Xi Jinping?
Yeah, Xi Jinping. That's quaint from Yahoo. Who's this other from National Post to think that China would have ever cared about the mental health effects?
No, they don't care at all. They don't care.
They threw fucking female babies into ravines for like 25 years.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. The other day we played the video of all those people screaming out the windows and shit. It was super eerie.
China should just like remix it into a dubstep thing or something like that. And then just play it back even louder to them.
Chinese
screams.
And
then people start dancing and they feel better again.
Chinese screams gives me fever dreams all day and all night. Can you get David Guetta on that, Georgia?
Yeah, well, you, Georgia, you can
all
do it.
Day and all night.
There it is.
Just
all
take the sample night. the screaming and put it behind the fucking dreams.
All day and all night.
Fever dreams.
Yeah.
People are going to have that shit in their head now.
Chinese screams.
Yeah, dude. We'll throw some scratches in there. All day and all night. China. It's China time. I don't know when this is going to end over in China. And apparently they don't either, nor are we getting any word out of China of when this is going to end. So what's the long-term best guess that you think these people will be locked up for?
I don't know how long they're going to be locked up, but I know that we're about 2.5 weeks away from seeing another huge crunch on our supply chain.
From China?
From this, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So it's not going to be from Texas, like Jen Psaki said?
Yeah. It's not Putin's fucking supply chain crisis.
Well, did you hear her press conference the other day?
Yeah, she's blaming
wheelchair.
States, yeah.
She says wheelchair, Governor Wheelchair here in Texas, Abbott, is stopping too many trucks at the border looking for pesky illegals.
Yeah, I mean, he's being kind of a little sophomoric right now with his bullshit. I mean, I think it's funny.
I love all of
that he sent people to D.C., but all he did was do what the federal government was going to do anyways, and he spent our tax dollars on it instead of the federal government's.
I'm good on that if it's a joke, you know? Like, well, if my money's going for, like, trolling, I'm fine with that.
Technically, I'm just now buying a house in Texas, so I haven't paid any Texas taxes yet.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the only way they get any taxes around
it's a
here.
Troll tax.
Cool. Stood and fix the energy troll grid, tax. But that's fine.
No yeah. need.
Glad they're buying buses for illegal immigrants. I'm glad he's trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's troll on, dude.
I think it's kind of goofy, to be honest, that he's doing it. I mean, it's that the trolling part is funny, but stopping trucks at the border to inspect them, that's the headline. But what the reality of the situation is that it's trucks that have already been inspected by CBP, and he's reinspecting them. That's what's really happening. Just so everybody knows, so you don't fall into one of these traps on Twitter where you're like, he's just trying to do the federal government's job. What he's actually doing is redoing the federal government's job. Now, the technology, some of the stuff that they're doing, my buddy down at the border sends me videos and shit from it all the time.
Yeah.
They have these, they have satellites and drones now that detect movement, and it like scans small patches rapidly. And it detects.
Oh, I've seen some of that footage. It's fucking wild,
holy
dude.
Shit. So they see like two people walking through the brush from a satellite, and then a drone goes onto it and tracks them. I mean, that's the stuff that's going to make a difference. It's not fucking re-inspecting trucks that have already been inspected. He's just trying to make a point. So. Yeah.
And we'll still have him on the show. Wheelchair, if you want to come on, dude, for the re-election, let's go.
I mean,
it's him versus Beto.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty easy choice.
Let's roll on up, dude. Roll on up, Wheelchair. We'll put you right behind the desk.
As far as China goes, though, I mean, they're going to lock down people. Again, I still think a lot of this isn't about COVID intolerance. I think it's a lot of it is about expanding their power. And they already have all the power, but they're expanding their infrastructure to be able to wield that power internally. To make sure that they can completely lock down and control their country before they make a move on Taiwan and Hong Kong. That's what I think is happening.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to that, though. Let's have it on both sides of the world, you know? And then we're kind of in the middle just rooting for Elon Musk to fuck around with Twitter. Like, because I don't really care about that either. Have you been in Taiwan?
No, I haven't, no.
Do you care if they become a state of China?
I mean,
would that be enough to say, all right, I want to get U.S. troops involved?
No. I mean, I saying I don't care is not accurate. I do care about it, but there's nothing that I'm willing to do about it.
Okay.
Because I don't think that I don't think there's enough to be done about it that would make a difference that wouldn't cost us too much, frankly.
All right.
Yeah.
I just want the patches back on Tom Cruise's jacket for the new Top Gun. It's all I want, right on the back of that bomber jacket.
Well, they cut all the gay parts out of the new fucking Harry Potter shit, though.
They did, yeah.
Because they didn't want to offend all those Chinesers over there.
So, are you not allowed to be gay in China? That's a serious question.
I don't know. I guess not.
Okay.
They're not into it. That's the thing both Russia and China wield. They're like, look how queer America is. They're gay.
That's true.
I mean, they're right.
It's true.
Yeah, well... Yeah. Can be as gay as you want when you're just piloting a robot.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess, man. But I would think Hollywood, of all people, would be like offended by it. They're not saying a fucking word.
They're offended by being poor.
Yeah, but they're not offended by all the rights that they claim they are on Twitter, ironically.
No, they don't.
We're going to fight for gay people and everything else. Cool, man, but you're going to let them recut all the fucking movies so you can make a shit ton of money?
How many of the people in that Imagine video, right? How many people in that Imagine video? Have done Marvel movies.
Half of them.
And that the studio that does the Marvel movies is owned by China.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, put your money where your mouth is, I guess. And their mouth is on China's cock, so that's where they're putting all their fucking money.
A lot of people want their mouth on Gal Gadot. Bob's was Amber Heard earlier. Oof. Look, it's fine, but it's not a gal.
If you had to choose between like medium height blondes, pretty blondes from that era, why wouldn't you go with Blake Lively over Amber Heard? She's quite a bit better. Every way.
She was not an option.
Yeah, we were just talking about how would we be willing? Like, look at Amber Heard and the Rum Diaries. How much would you be willing to put up with? In relation to what we're hearing from Johnny Depp's defamation lawsuit.
I mean, you've got to kit up though, right? Like you got to wear probably a head probably headgear and some at least some shin pads.
100%.
Because she's going. You got
to go full kit to date Amber Heard.
Yeah, she'll fuck you up.
Is that? I never asked you earlier. Was that number one on your blonde list? Like, who's the one?
For
who's
me?
The one you drop all the things for? Yeah, I'm on Sydney Sweeney's tit right now.
Who the fuck is Sydney Sweeney?
She's from Euphoria.
She's in White Lotus.
White Lotus. She's in
who? Keira Knightley.
Everything.
Who is she in White Lotus?
That's just too little kiddish.
The blonde chick body. White Lotus.
The one
too thin, Giorgio.
The one with the bag of drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
That's too little kiddish. Anybody who says Keira Knightley usually follows it up with Natalie Portman.
Well, yeah, but she's not blonde
anymore.
That's
a thing. I know, but because she's older. You still want them to look like they're fucking 16, but they're really adults.
Pull up a picture of Blake Lively and Amber Heard and put them next to each other and show the audience
what
we're talking about.
Present or prime?
Prime is fine. Either way.
I've seen both of them in real life. I did a movie with Blake. It's Blake all day long. It's Blake over fucking Amber Heard.
And also, Blake is married to
Ryan Reynolds,
who's a Canadian, and you know you can beat his ass because he's Canadian.
I think Blake's on the cute spectrum. Amber's on the hot.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Blake's just... Yeah.
What are you
Blake
talking?
Is like the nicest person of all time. Here's the difference. If you want crazy, you go Amber Heard. If you want just a nice wife forever, it's Blake.
Amber's
Lively.
Got the sharp features.
If I want crazy, I'm just going to take a bunch of acid to see what happens.
See, there you go. Bob. That's the one.
You want somebody? There you go.
I don't need to get some sequin dress.
Pull up the sequin dress photo. You had it, Bob. Yeah. Put that on screen. So that's Amber Heard.
At no point in her life ever has Amber Heard looked better than that. Not once.
No, and that woman can poop in the bed every night, and I will clean it up.
Giorgio just wants to be shit on, and that's fine. I mean, I look.
What if she, I mean, it would be convenient if it was like rabbit poop where it's pellets that don't really smear that much.
This was a hard chunk. This was a, does he need to see it?
And then Blake Lively is.
Yeah, you go to Blake Lively.
This is cute.
She's not cute. That's sexual. That is a high school outfit.
She was in Gossip Girl.
That's Gossip Girl, hit me, baby, one more time, Britney Spears. That's what they're going for right there.
Yeah, this is like season one or two of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, like she's 23, but like she's pretending to be 16.
Yeah.
So it's
Shit, Bob, I forgot to tell you this earlier since we're talking about Blake Lively. Pull up Robin Lively, her sister. I did a movie with her. She was Teen Witch. Pull up Robin Lively from Teen Witch. Completely bright red hair. Looks like a totally different family.
She's way older.
Put her up
too,
on screen.
Right?
Yeah, she's I think 15 years older, but she looks great. It's a great. That's what she looks like right there. Boom. That's Blake Lively's sister. Isn't that crazy? They look nothing alike. Red hair. I don't understand where the red dies. Did you have red in your hair at some point? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a ginger beard.
But before
on my head, I've never had. I'm like a calico cat, so my hair is like kind of fucking light brown and gray now. But then my face is like. Blonde and brown, blonde, brown, and gray and red. So I look like a fucking calico cat.
I just wonder how the red just leaves or just shows up in one family member and then leaves the rest of the
family.
Well,
it's a recessive gene, right?
Is it? I didn't know. No shit. No.
And I think most gingers are related to Genghis Khan as well.
Fuck off. Yeah. God, he really laid down the fucking...
I think he's got 45 million living relatives or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe 15. But it's like millions of living relatives.
But if you could just never pull out back then and just eat raw chicken and shit.
Yeah, but you got to like bang 4 to 5. You got to cream pie like multiple chicks every single day. That seems like a lot of work.
It's not that much work.
I guess it's not that much work when you can just murder them afterwards. Yeah. You don't have to put up with all their bullshit.
No, chop the head off, roll it down the fucking mountain, and start over again.
Well, I don't know if he was in the mountains so much. I guess Mongolia does have quite a few mountains.
Yeah, it's very mountainous. Yeah.
Nearly half of 1% of the male population of the world is descended from Genghis Khan.
Is that real?
Yeah.
They should. I mean, it's too bad they didn't fucking preserve his dick.
I know. That's a dick we would love to have.
Yeah, that's a hog for the ages.
Yeah.
You could probably throw that thing like a Zeus's lightning bolt at somebody.
Oh, we have it.
Yeah, who's got it? Who's got his cock?
Who's we? Delco?
Yeah. No, it's like Ripley's Believe It or Not in Wisconsin has it.
No. It's in the basement of the Vatican.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I don't know how to transition into the next sponsor, but we are. Lucy, nicotine. Look, we're all adults here. Some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. That's the truth, man. That you still have some. Everybody's stolen them from my side over there. They got the pouches over on right in front of D'Anthony there. If you want to pan over there,
yeah.
Boo bang, and they got the gum down there. Cinnamon. Come on, Ross. Come on. Biden's approval rating is down. So is Ross's mouth. The cinnamon is great. The spearmints is great as mango. Well. Oh, you like the mango?
No, I like cinnamon, but a lot of people do like the mango.
I like the mango. Yeah. I haven't had the mango. It's rad. They're one of the biggest companies in the world. And I say this every time they come up, but Aubrey Marcus is the one who was using this, got us on it. It's good for a little pick-me-up here in the afternoon. If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That is lucy.co. Use promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Also, I have to read this as a disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, okay? Have to read that. Remember, if you're interested in using a better way for nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros at lucy.co. They just signed up with us for the entire year. There's a lot of people out in the audience that use it. So we'll have that promo code going until the end of the year at lucy.co. Next up, man, is Manchin back, dude? Manchin suggests rebranding the Keystone XL pipeline. This guy I can't figure out. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin recently suggested the Keystone XL pipeline just needs some good old PR to get back on track. Speaking at a joint press conference with the premier of the Canadian province of Alberta, Manchin spoke about the necessity of the relationship between U.S. and Canada for energy production and consumption, especially in the wake of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He also stated that he believes the U.S. should no longer buy resources from Russia. I agree. And the U.S. must step up energy production, saying there shouldn't be a thing that we should be counting on or buying or supporting from Russia that gives them the resources to use in this genocide. But with that, we have to be stronger. We have to be committed and resilient enough to be able to say we're going to produce the energy that the world needs. I agree. What is stopping this besides Biden, I guess?
That's it.
That's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Treasury Secretary, actually, that woman that looks like fucking weird, man. She looks weird. She looks like an English nanny in a dystopian movie where the English nanny is murdering people.
Oh, Janet Yellen?
Yeah, she's not a fucking nice person to look at. She looks like a fucking... I mean, it's rough. Look at it. Put a picture up
there. Oh, Yellen. Yeah, Janet Yellen. Yeah, she's just been there for 100 years.
She looks like fucking Cruella DeVille with short hair. She said the other day that we have to double down on fucking clean energy to fucking help our economy. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
I don't know.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But as far as Manchin goes, he's the same as everybody else in D.C. He's driven by money. He makes about $500,000 a year from a coal consortium that he founded himself. That's where he comes from, is this kind of energy shit. And it's why he got involved in politics in the first place, so he could vote on stuff to make himself more money in the coal industry. He's made about $5 million from that. That's it. The end.
Yeah. That's
all. Next topic. Like, stop fucking making heroes out of these cunts who are in it for themselves just because every now and again they align with your interests.
Yeah. When is he up for reelection? Is it this fall?
I don't know. Senate's like every 6 years. So
Democrats hate him. Yeah. They hate him.
Yeah, but West Virginia Democrats are not Democrats. They're Republicans.
His 2026 would be...
He's got a while then.
His term ends on 2025.
He's in there for a while. Peter S. is asking us to give a shout-out to Rory Allen.
That means that means 2024.
2024, I'm sorry.
Is his election. What did he say?
Peter S., shout-out to Rory Allen. He says, first sergeant of the 423rd MP Company on Long Island. Former drill sergeant and deployed more than 4 times, retiring in 600-something days. Great guy. Sure.
Good for him. I mean, I don't really like MPs, but whatever.
Well, Dan, you will now.
I committed quite a few crimes while I was in the...
There it is. There's the real reason.
Who watches the Watchmen? The MPs.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
I might see him at the White House in a couple weeks, you know? I'll give him a shout-out, a little fist bump, a little West Virginia.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with him that Keystone Pipeline needs to come back online. I don't know how you rebrand it. Because you're going to make up some new word for it, and people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, oh, it's the still Keystone.
Keystone Pipeline, right?
Oh, okay, cool. People still called Prince, Prince, despite that stupid fucking thing he drew.
Yeah.
When he was high on fucking opiates.
Maybe, Jackass. Maybe if they called it the Four Loko Pipeline, people would be like, yeah, fuck. I mean, I'll never know what that
if
is.
If they branded it like that, if they call it the BLM Pipeline, right? This is going to buy houses in Southern California. I mean, charity.
Charity. I live in a $6 million box. It's a box I live in for $6 million.
Yeah.
Next up, it was a story we were talking about earlier. Texas actually did deliver the first busload of immigrants to Washington, D.C. I don't know if you thought we were joking about it earlier, but this actually went down. The local news has been covering it quite a lot here. Usually, they just spend the full half hour on the weather. And then occasionally, one sports story about the University of Texas Longhorns. But they've given this a little coverage. Following through on a promise he made last week, a bus from Texas just dropped off dozens of illegal immigrants on the doorstep of the U.S. Capitol. Governor Wheelchair Greg Abbott announced last week that he was directing the Texas Division of Emergency Management to transport migrants released from federal custody in Texas to the nation's capital and other locations outside the state. Do we have any footage of them actually getting off this bus and happened?
I'm sure there is some. They're all in wheelchairs. It's weird.
Great. Oh, that'd be great branding there.
Yeah, if they had like bought them all wheelchairs and dressed them up like Greg Abbott.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of illegal immigrants that look like Greg Abbott wheelchairing around the Capitol building. That'd be really funny. That'd be a lot better than January 6th. Shit.
You know, that was one of the reasons they gave me from deleting my Facebook. As they said, this video about a wheelchair, and I was like, what video do we make where he's rolling around the streets fucking shit
who would
up?
That be offensive
I for? Don't know. I don't know.
Like, Aaron Wills is a friend of ours,
yeah,
and he's the one doing all the tricks in the video.
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But is there footage of that, Bob? You got it?
Got some pictures.
Right. Oh, is he wearing K-Swiss? That's nice,
man. They're like in a fucking time warp back
wow.
there.
Wow, I haven't seen K-Swiss since 89. That's something, isn't it?
I think those are Jordache jeans as well.
Yeah, pop those back up. Are those acid wash? Yeah.
Did Kawhi sign a deal with K-Swiss?
If
I remember.
He may have. He's a fucking...
Yeah.
That dude's a goober.
Or is he New Balance?
Oh, here we go. Here's some video.
Here we go. Let's see this.
Hold on. Ad.
That's fine. It's Ben Shapiro, friend of the show.
No
support
free
Ben.
Ads,
support Ben.
Yeah,
we don't do free. No free
so here's them getting off the Shapiro. Bus.
There's that manila envelope you're used to seeing.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude. Look at that. So what are those fun, flirty bracelets? Are those friendship bracelets? Are they made from pipe cleaners? What are they? Is that a little tracking device?
No, I think they sign them like a yearbook.
So, Georgia, are those True Religion jeans?
Oh, that was...
Keep that up there.
That was for being detained. You haven't been arrested recently because they put a...
Look at how nice that is. They're so nice to them.
Put a wristband
That's
on
a nice
now.
Bus, too. That's a nice tour bus.
Why is he shaking his hand?
I thought it was going to be some rickety and old bus. Yeah, look at that. Thank you.
Thank you for helping me illegally get into the country.
Look at that. That's a nice thing there. They were greeted in D.C. and just welcomed into this country. That's all it takes. You don't need an ID.
That Biden technically, or Biden, Abbott just didn't deport some illegal immigrants?
Well, so they tried that before. Okay. Now the federal government shut them down.
They shut them down.
Now, they all have these manila envelopes. Or they have paperwork they're supposed to go turn in somewhere? Oh, he just fell. That is great.
Oh, Bob, why did you cut away?
My bad.
Let's see it. Let's back that up. Who fucked that up? Delco?
That was me. I wasn't expecting this dude to fall.
Whoa. Down goes Frazier.
He was trying to get a pick, though, I think.
Pop it up. He's holding up the number four. Like, I need a number four.
He's,
I believe, is the double quarter pounder with cheese.
No, he's scalping tickets.
He bent that sign, time. Too.
I need four for the Nationals.
Yeah.
Four behind home plate for the Nationals, please.
This is just fucking... This whole thing is fucking stupid, including Greg Abbott. He's an idiot.
Wheelchair!
You could have definitely tried to fix our electoral grid before doing anything.
No,
else.
Dude. He's doing all the right things. Who cares about the electrical grid, right?
I don't know. You should.
Yeah, I should. But instead, I'm going to get a bus. I'm not expecting anything out of anybody. So therefore, the bar is super low for me.
So the whole plan just for them to wait till Biden sees them?
I guess.
And suggest what to do?
Hi. Everybody waves at once. Hi.
Yeah, there's just going to be a mass of people there. Like, what do we do now?
It's like the third quarter at an Iowa game. Or is it Purdue? Where they all wave to the children's hospital? I'm not sure what they do. I don't know.
Fuck them kids.
And where do they go afterwards? Like, where do they pop on down to Ford's Theater? They see where Lincoln died?
Yeah, I think so. And then maybe start applying for jobs at the local, Taco Bell or something.
Yeah, maybe that's a little too on the nose racism, we delve in casual racism, not that, Giorgio.
That was accidental.
I know. Well, you know what it means, and that's probably what you're like at home.
Well, there's a song called "Accidental Racist" with LL Cool J. Remember that?
Oh my God! And it was a country singer too.
One of the lines in the song LL Cool J said was, we'll stop talking about your iron chains if you stop talking about our gold chains.
Yeah.
That
it's LL Cool J and a country artist. I want to say it was Tim McGraw, Bob.
No, it wasn't Tim McGraw.
It was, sure?
It was Brad
Paisley.
Was it Paisley?
McGraw was the Nelly song.
Oh, that's
over
right.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Banger.
What era was this?
Banger.
It was a hard country hip hop fusion.
Oh, dude. People good. Fucking it's shredded this forever. Like, shredded it.
I think Honky Tonk Badonky Donk might have been the climax of it.
I don't know. It keeps going. Lil Nas X is having a whole fucking career out of it.
The resurgence of it, yeah.
That's right. Him and fucking Billy Ray.
Also,
Billy
I'm
Ray Cyrus
to be racist to Mexicans.
Yeah, you are.
My
one,
23andMe
right?
said so.
Yeah, you're partly.
Here
you're
we
good.
Go.
You're good to go.
If you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains.
Line of the century.
Yeah,
I believe that's in the Smithsonian on a plaque somewhere.
Here's another.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah, if you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag.
Here's another one, and I think this is LL Cool J saying this. RIP Robert E. Lee, but I've got to thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing me. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, LL. That Abraham Lincoln ended slavery. I understand that, LL.
Mm. But he's also saying RIP Robert E. Lee.
I guess. Why?
Can I?
Is
I gotta
pour
say.
40 out.
Why? Yeah.
This is still in better taste than the Imagine video.
Yes. Because at least like somebody affected by it in some small way is involved. You know what I mean? It wasn't a bunch of rich people from mansions. It was a rich black dude forgiving the entirety of slavery on behalf of all those people.
Yeah, which is nice. And that's a nice thing.
He's like super rich, so that's kind of problematic. Like, what gives you the right to forgive somebody on behalf of all these millions of people?
Well, you know, no, that's very, if you're going to elect a black official to speak on your behalf, it's probably LL Cool J.
No, mine would be Terry Crews, Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Dew Camacho Jr., right from Idiocracy.
The character.
When he was, character.
The character.
Because he was dumb as fuck, but he was ripped, good shape, nice hair, and he had a couple of machine guns.
Right. And I got to say, did what a good leader does, which is recognized his limitations and brought someone in to get the job done.
I'm sorry, it's Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho. I apologize.
Oh, Herbert, okay. Yeah,
pardon me.
Okay.
Forgot the Herbert.
Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Everybody's drinking the seltzers. We're gonna have some listeners on at the end of the show here to chat about them. Got one more story left, Anthony, here today. But you can get yours at hardafseltzer.com. We ship to 42 states. It's a case. It's a full goddamn case. It's a party. If you can get through six on your own, good luck. Good luck. You should be blackout at that point. Or unless you're like us, I can go eight, I think.
I've gone nine, but I blacked out.
Yeah, I blacked out.
So
I blacked out.
But I believe there were some shots in between there as well.
That's right.
So we haven't done this in a controlled environment
yet.
That's
right. That's true. It was that Pink Whitney that got us.
Yeah.
Who had that? I'll shot at Arsenal for it. It was good.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It tastes good.
Yeah, it was good. Last but not least here, as if this year couldn't get any worse, Jussie Smollett just released a new song. Oh, my God.
Is it called If I Did It?
What's the name of the song, Bob? I got to know this answer here. After being released from jail following his conviction for staging a hate crime, Jussie has dropped a new hot track declaring his innocence and dissing the police for not catching his attackers. It's like OJ. The real killers are still out there. Smollett, as he's known in the biz, he paid the two guys to fucking lynch him on the way to Subway, and he released a 6-minute-long gospel-influenced R&B track titled Thank You God.
He released part of it on his Instagram. Let me find that.
Are we allowed to play it, though?
From Instagram, yeah.
It's promotional.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yep. If it's already posted in a public medium like that.
I think we're going to get flagged by YouTube. Whatever, man. Or Justy's going to be able to profit off of this video.
Oh, shit. He'll say that fucking we attacked him, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were wearing red hats.
And if you think about it, like we look like the guys who should have attacked him, but we didn't. Man, did he post the whole fucking song on there?
Georgia? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the moral of that story is not to jack off Nigerian dudes.
In a hot tub.
Yeah.
While high on cocaine.
Well, I mean, under any circumstances.
Well, I think it's fine as long as you're not high on cocaine. No. You know? If you do that sober, that means you're really into it. If you're high on cocaine, it means, we were just having fun, jacking each other off, laughing. But, you know, without the cocaine, that means you're really in for it.
Cool. Well, I know who I'm not going to be doing cocaine with. You.
So you don't want me to jack you off in a hot tub?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to be in a hot tub with another man at all.
That's one of the best South Parks ever made.
It is really funny, yeah.
Two guys naked in a hot tub?
Yeah.
I don't know it. I'm not well versed in South Park. I watched like the first season or two.
Todd Welch says if the noose doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, goddamn right. So Smollett's free on a $150,000 bond. And they're going to battle this out to the very end in this appeal court. He'll lose. And then he's going to have to go to jail for 150 days, but you might as well make some money first. Look, I hate to break it to you, Jesse, but streaming numbers aren't that great anymore.
It doesn't matter because he's donating 100% of the profits to the RP Coalition, the Illinois Innocence Project, and STB Safety.
Okay, so what is that going to be about? $1, $1.50?
Well, let's find out. Let's see if the song's a banger.
There's no way. What if it's really great?
It's an R&B gospel song. So
channeling these thoughts the best way.
They help me. You're not solving a crime. Taking out the elements of race and trans and homophobia that's straight taking lives.
All right, pause it right there, Bob.
Act like I'm the one that killed the strides.
So he said trans and homophobia. So I'm confused. Is he not trans, right?
No, I think he's saying that not going out and searching for his attackers is hurting all of these groups of people. And
trans
he's calling upon them
and homosexuals
to support him right now.
Yeah.
Got it. So what does the trans element have to do with him?
Like they just haven't caught the real killers.
So they could be trans? Is that what we're saying?
No, that's the trans people are getting hurt. And that's what we need to focus on, not his crime.
Not his crime. Right. Okay. Now that makes sense. Yeah.
It's like, for example, when I was caught jacking off in a park the other day,
yeah.
I was like, do you even understand what's happening in Yemen right now?
Yeah.
And the cop just let you go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was like, touche.
Yeah. Well, be on your way.
If you stop,
please clean up.
If you stop me from jacking off now, then, you know, kids in Yemen are going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Just,
and
just,
if you don't understand that, then I can't explain it to you.
Let me go to completion and these kids will live.
And I also need you to watch it. Can you turn the siren on, please?
Can you turn the siren on and maybe just make some noises?
I've got some very specific requests.
Yeah. It's called JOI.
Yeah.
It's jerk off instructions. So if you could help me out, I'll be out of your hair faster. You can go on about your day.
A little
officer.
Ruined orgasm at the end.
Yeah.
Doesn't let you touch it.
Shame. A lot of shame in it. Tell me I'm bad. Tell me this is wrong. Like really go for it. Oof.
I like to enter a spelling bee and get all the words wrong. This is my thing.
If you want to support the lovely communities that Jussie just described in his song, you can stream it, and all of the proceeds will go there.
Did you miss his first lyric? Because it came up kind of fast.
No. What was the first one?
It's like they're hell-bent on not solving the crime. So he's like, he's also saying, like, dude, they don't want to solve my crime. They just want to say I did it.
They don't. They don't, though. Yeah,
they did solve it. They did solve
that crime. They solved it so many fucking times that you got ordered to go to jail for it. Fuck. Well, what a shitty way to end the news, you know?
Yeah.
Jussie. We always end it on something dark. We got some listeners here in the studio. We'll bring you guys up for Drinking Bros of the Week. We appreciate being here. We'll start with you. Come on in. Come on in, friend. Friendo, you were pounding seltzers today. I liked it. You had some t-shirts for us. Stay about an inch from that mic. There you go. What's up, dude?
What's up?
What's your full government name?
Alan Quinn.
Alan Quinn. Who do you work for here? Who are these lovely t-shirts you gave us?
So I work for the the maintenance guys at 66 RGS.
Okay.
Combat Search and Rescue out of Nellis Air Force Base.
Hell yeah. So this is what the back of these looks like. He's wearing the front. So that way you can see what the back of these looks like. That's dope, dude. How long have you been listening to the show?
I got hooked 2020 when COVID started.
Yeah.
On fake news.
Oh, no shit.
And then from then on, just listen to everything.
That's fucking awesome, man. Dude, we greatly appreciate it, for real. How'd you like the seltzers?
Awesome.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. I've had three. And
how you feel?
I feel great. I feel like I could have three more and not remember my name.
Probably. Is your wife here?
Yeah, she's over there.
Yeah, she been drinking them?
Yeah, she's on number two.
There you go. You guys are going to have a fun night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Five.
Yeah, go ahead and add another one to that.
No.
Yeah. It's going to be a six tonight. It's going to be a six kid running around tonight. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got two, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Fire away.
So, my best friend, Richie Dollard.
Okay.
We joined the military about 3 months apart from each other. I'm about to hit 19 years in. He's one of those dudes that you just want to be better when you're around. You know what I mean? Like, great partier, great friend. But when we're at work, you just strive to be better because, you know, that's who he is. He's always on point, always looks after you. And so, you know, from day one, just awesome. A great dude.
Awesome. Who's the second one?
My wife.
Yeah. There you go.
The shit that she has to deal with me.
I bet it's fucking ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
Since 2018.
No shit. And you have five kids in that span?
Blended family.
Okay.
Blended family.
Gotcha.
And so,
well,
you
blended well. She's...
Yeah.
She's way hotter than you.
Way.
I'm kidding.
No. Marry up. Always marry up.
Always. You have to. I did.
Yeah.
I did. You have to.
So, the shit that I've been through and the fact that she just helps me through everything makes my life better. Makes me want to be better. Be awesome. A better person. So.
You can say her name.
Caitlin.
Say her name. I'm going to Breonna Taylor you. Say her name. Say her name, Caitlin.
Caitlin Quinn.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you guys and having you at the studio all day. We got one more. Come on up. Come on up. Come on in the stooge. And you got the defund politician shirt on. I didn't know we made that in blue. What's up, dude? That thing's fucking dope.
Favorite color.
Goddamn, dude. The store keeps rocking. Drinkingbros.com/store. Tons of stuff in there. I didn't know we had blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I actually had a white one at first, and I ripped it. I was like, well, shit, I got to get a blue one now.
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to. Come a little closer to the mic. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your full name?
Jerry Dixon.
Jerry Dixon.
Yeah.
J or G?
J.
All right.
Yeah.
You can go on about your day. My dad's name is Jerry. With a
oh,
J.
Really?
Yeah. So that way you can go on about your day. If it's a G, it's fucking
yeah,
weird.
I've always been suspicious of the ones with a G. I'm
yeah,
like,
dude.
What the hell's that?
You're starting to get into like some pronoun territory. And I'm not a fan of. How long have you been listening to the show?
Actually about the same time frame. Funny enough, around when you guys moved from North Carolina to here.
Yeah.
I was doing the same thing. I moved from North Carolina
shit.
To here. And my buddy was like, if you ever want to understand my political views, listen to Drinking Bros. And I was like, fuck, I've got an 18-hour drive. I'm going to go ahead and listen to Drinking Bros. And yeah.
That's awesome.
That's when I started, yeah.
You know what's funny? So we leave the studio open and let listeners come in and watch the show, hang out, drink fucking hard AF seltzers all day, get rocked, and then forget about it, right?
Yeah.
You'll never remember meeting us except for a selfie. And that's the point. That's the fucking goal, is to get rocked, right?
Yeah.
And have a good time. So... the amount of people that have come in the last, I would say, 4 weeks, they've all said a similar thing of like, dude, we started listening during the pandemic. We went during the pandemic every single day because Hollywood shut down and there wasn't enough content out there for everybody. So we actually huddled up. And,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And the advertisers were like, look, we need content. Like, would you guys be willing to do it? We had to actually talk our team at North Carolina into it because of COVID. And I had COVID like opening day. So I think Dan did too. So we said, look, we're all going to get COVID together and ride this out and work every day or not. And it's up to you. And you can either make all of the money or none of the money. And it's your call.
Yeah.
And everybody said, yeah. And so we did it and went every single day. Well, at the end of it, since we were going 5 days a week, everybody was like, hey, dude, if you don't go every day, we're going to be pissed off. And so we just decided to keep it going. So this it's going to stay and it'll be a fixture for... as long as cool. we're on the air, or allowed to be, I guess, until they pull us down.
Yeah, it helped that 18-hour drive, man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's all I do. When I go to long drives like that, I just listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Who'd you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Well, since we're doing two, I'll do two. The first one.
Well, he set a bad precedent. Now, you get to do two. Yeah. Go ahead.
I got to do my wife, too, or else I'll get in trouble. So, hi, Kelsey.
What's up, Kelsey?
She's watching right now.
Is she really?
Yeah. Hi, Kelsey.
What's up, Kelsey?
Yeah.
Did you marry up as well?
Yeah, I'd say so. She's probably the best wife in the world. No offense to all the other wives.
All the other wives, yeah.
Yeah. And no offense to
she's better than mine, I'm sure. She's pregnant and bitched at me earlier, and I was just like, yeah. Kelsey's better. I'm kidding.
Yeah. She's my rock, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who else?
The other one is actually that buddy I mentioned, that introduced me to the show. His name's Lucas. He served in the military, so I think that, that alone deserves Drinking Bro of the Week. But, more than that, he's one of my best buds and he's a great guy. And I'd say both of us have grown up together in a lot of ways, you know, grown from being, shitty people to better people together. So,
I think all of us are like that, right? We're all kind of shitbirds, and then you grow up and you learn and you grow, hopefully. Yeah. That's the goal of life.
Yeah.
If not, then you just become a fucking terrible person your whole life, you know? And you're just like, all right, great. I just keep getting worse.
Yeah, the only time I'm terrible, ironically, is when I'm with him, but we're good.
Say his last
apart.
Name. Let him know.
Lucas Cunningham.
There it is. Yeah. Lucas Cunningham, you SOB.
Yeah, he helped
you
me.
SOB.
Full disclaimer, I used to be very leftist. Not leftist, very left-wing. And then...
You know, there's nothing wrong with that either. Like, I don't shit on anybody for their beliefs. Like, if you're a Democrat or Republican, like, we don't care. I have my own personal opinions. It's when people try to force me into accepting theirs that I have a problem with.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't really care who anybody voted for.
Well, it's like this show helped me start thinking more, and that kind of just helped me naturally kind of not be so extremist one way or another. And so
and it was Lucas probably me, right? Because Dan is super dumb and I'm the smart one, and everybody knows that, so it's probably me on that one. You're welcome. You don't have to thank me.
you know,
that's cool though, but sincerely, we don't care about Democrat or Republican, like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You can still drink the seltzer just the same, you know.
You know, I will say, my wife Kelsey, the first Drinker Bro of the Week that I named,
mm-hmm.
Dan is her favorite. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah. Dan's a lot of people's favorites. People hate me because I have to read the ads too.
Yeah.
Get a lot of that where it's just like, motherfucker, if you read one more goddamn, I was like, that's what keeps all the lights on this place. So I get it. I get it, Kelsey. I understand. Yeah, no, Dan's great. He's a lot of people's favorite. Yeah. And we never get mad at that either, by the way. We don't care. As long as you're listening, we don't care who's your favorite. But we appreciate you being here and supporting the show and everything else.
I appreciate you having me.
And I think we got one more back there. Are you allowed to come on? You're all tatted up, and I don't know. It's always a fucking mystery where it's like, hey, dude, do you have a job that allows you to come on? Pop around the back here. Like, with you, it looks like you've killed some people and done some shit, and I'm like, can he be on camera? Does he?
I mean, I am a Marine, so.
Come up to the microphone?
Shit, yeah. I am a Marine.
Oh, you don't have to put the headphones on. It's just for me. I'm loud as shit. You're a Marine?
Well, former, technically.
A former Marine? You're out?
Yeah, I've been out since 2019.
Okay, right on. Right on.
Sorry about that. In the microphone. Sorry, yeah, I've been out since 2019.
Dan's scolding you. You are a Marine, yeah.
Yes, sir.
There it is. You can see yourself on that camera. There you go. Oh,
there we are.
Boom. Yeah. Oh. Boom. What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett, what's your last name?
Reyes.
Garrett Reyes. Man, you kind of look gingerish for a Reyes last name. That's a code name.
It's Espana, not Mexican.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're saying something about the Mexican culture that you disagree with?
Well, no, but...
That's what it sounds like.
But the farther you go into Mexico, the more redhead, blonde hair, blue eyes you see.
No shit. I guess that explains Canelo, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Motherfucker.
It makes sense. Who'd you like to give the Drinker Bro of the Week to?
We'll give it to TJ Kibbe.
TJ Kibbe. What's his story?
TJ Kibbe has been one of our best friends for... Mind my buddy over there, wherever the hell Dakota went.
Oh, yeah.
One of our best friends for years and years. And we met him through Drinking Bros originally.
Oh, that's dope, dude.
And he came down here about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Finally met him in person. And he's really good friends with War Wagon and all those guys.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome, man. You can come on up. Come on up, dude. That way it doesn't seem like we just have white listeners, you know? We got to get a race quota in here for the week. No, you're going to balance it out.
He's just tan. He's just tan.
You're just tan? You're not white? Oh, so you are white?
It's bad.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's straight honky, bro.
Oh, it's bad. He's just red.
No, it's a
put some Giorgio, put some brown makeup on these guys and get them back up on camera. We can't have this. Yeah. Come on into the microphone.
Now my name's Dakota Van Hootie.
Sorry.
Here. Dakota Van Hootie?
Yeah. It's a
relation?
White as hell. It's a Belgian name.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
You're not related to the
thing is the reason why I tan so well and I get dark like I do, like by the end of the summer, I'll be a completely different shade. The side of my family and the side of Belgium that that our family's from,
uh-huh.
is just a tan. It just we change color in the sun instead of getting red.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're all brunette. Dark skin, and we got colorful eyes, and that's about it.
All right, well, do me a favor and just turn around for the audience here. There you go. Is that a buck knife back there?
Oh, yeah.
Are you traveling with a buck knife on a belt in the back? Holy shit, that's a blade, son. God damn, how sharp is that?
Pretty sharp.
Shave with it.
Yeah. It's a family tradition after a while. Dude.
It says sanity on there.
Yep.
Is that blades. To give people sanity or to remind yourself?
to write my own sanity, you know. But no, it's family tradition. We all, after so many years, and you start growing up, get a good job, and get all that. You know, we end up passing down blades, and you know,
it's fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go into the microphone and say your drinking bro of the week.
My drinking bro of the week are here. I'm gonna sit down real
quick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right, so my drinking bro of the week is gonna be two guys.
Okay. Everybody's going to two.
They are no longer with us right now. My two drinking bros of the week is one of my good friends I served with, Harold Perry.
Okay.
He brother till the day I die, and hopefully I'll meet him soon, or not soon, but you know, meet him afterwards. And he was a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps, and I was his doc. You know, he went through some hard times, and that's why I wear 22 a day, and I preach that every day. I'll always be there for any of my brothers.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, brother, sister, doesn't matter. And then the other one is JC Nance. That motherfucker is someone that met my family, became family after just 2 years of hanging out and, you know, getting to actually know him. And he is another one of my brothers, another Marine, you know. And those two guys right there are the epitome of whatever you need, I got you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I live by is I got you. When I say that, and a lot of my buddies know, and a lot of my family knows, if I say that to you, today I die, whatever it is, you call me in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m., I could be drunk as shit, and I'll figure something out.
Hell yeah.
You know, but those two guys right there are, you know, love them till this day. Doesn't matter, always have them in my memory, but those two guys right there, if they were alive right now, they would love this shit.
If they killed someone, would you smuggle them out?
Absolutely.
Okay, same.
Oh no, absolutely. Same. There's no question about it. Hell, that motherfucker over there.
Yeah.
That's a brother of mine till day I die.
Yeah, he's killed a lot of people.
We
can tell.
We met in sixth grade. No, he's a baby.
Oh.
No. Me and him met. We got in a fight. Became best friends ever since then. Sixth grade, and ever since then, been a part of my family and my entire, you know, kind of we call it our own little tribe.
Yeah.
And we live out here in Texas now, and. You know, we give our shirt off our back to our brothers.
Awesome.
Doesn't matter what it is, what you need. Hey, if you need something, we can do it. We can sacrifice whatever we got. We'll do it.
Man, hey, we appreciate you guys coming by. Drink up. Cheers, everyone. And for real, it's because of you guys that we're able to do all this cool shit after day. So we greatly appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Fake News. Go to iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star. Leave a quick review. That is all the advertisers care about. Also go to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and walk away. They don't require you to write anything, which is rad. We would really appreciate that. For D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone. First and foremost, our title sponsor, OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. going to get you an extra $35 off at checkout. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than grilling with the family. From USDA-certified tender steaks to burgers and more, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience, guaranteed to secure your spot as Dad's favorite. Shop OmahaSteaks.com and give Dad the legendary Heartland quality he deserves. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Here's what I love about Omaha Steaks. It's easy to use. Shows up right at your house in a huge styrofoam cooler full of dry ice, even in the hot, hot state of Texas down here. It keeps it nice and cool. Shit, mine, I was gone for 36 hours, dude, and it was still great when I returned. Ton of options over there for Omaha Steaks as far as delivery goes. Now, obviously, the steaks are to die for. The fan favorites, the filet mignon, which has earned the coveted distinction of USDA-certified tender, and their all-new smash burgers are built for the grill, but they also carry mouth-watering chicken, pork, seafood, desserts, and easy-to-prepare comfort food. My wife loves the apple tart desserts they have over there, and each steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1917. They're a family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. This Father's Day, give Dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for a guaranteed perfect gift that delivers legendary quality. And for an extra $35 off, use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. It is OmahaSteaks.com and an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Just go ahead and see this site for details, brother.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.